Good morning, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into the Turning Point Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Smith, here with Assistant Superintendent Scott Carpenter.
Morning. Excited to be here.
Oh, yeah. It's another morning. And we have with us Superintendent George Mendoza. Good morning, Mr. Mendoza.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, we're excited to be here. It is a Thursday morning. I feel like we're a little...
Bright maybe, and squirrely, man.
Yeah, I feel like we're a little more fresh than the Fridays, maybe. Anyway, So we got lots of good stuff ahead of us. Scott, how's your week been?
You know, my week's been just amazing. I'm excited today. We have an RTI summit for a lot of our teachers today. And it's just going to be a great day. We're bringing in a trainer from Solution Tree. Just excited. It's going to be a fun time just being with staff and hearing the comments and watching learning happen. It'll be fun.
No, I'm very excited about today. I've been trying to contain it, not to oversell it at my building. You know,
I don't see any pom poms or anything.
But it's high level stuff today, and so I've been trying to like get folks like, hey, be here, be engaged. This is stuff that is going to alter how you maybe work in your classroom a little bit. So
it's prime time.
Yep, good stuff. Well, Mr. Mendoza, we're here. We've been talking about what school ramp up looks like over the course of the summer. And so wanted to check in with you and see how your summer was. What on earth superintendents do in the summertime to get ready for a new school year? And just kind of like how you're feeling about things right now. So talk to us. How was summertime and what's it like as a superintendent over the summer?
Those are great questions, by the way. It's sometimes like a blur to me. You know, everything for me usually goes through reflection, and you just kind of wrap up the end of a school year. You look at all the things that were accomplished or all the things that were done. You think about those good things, and then you think about like what's around the corner. And my brain almost always goes to like, where are we going to be with finances? How much money will we receive from the state? How do I make sure that I prepare us for a solid foundation in terms of resources? I always want to make sure that we're well-staffed and that we have people in place. Then I want to make sure that we're going in the right direction with the next thing that we're doing with instructional programs or the next thing that we're doing from a financial standpoint with what we just executed with anything with our negotiations and making sure that we're going to implement that and the sustainability of that. I look at really anything within our strategic plan, anything that we're trying to accomplish there. And then I think about how am I going to motivate or inspire people a little bit, push whatever we're trying to do. Like right now, when you guys are talking about PBIS or RTI and you know, the coherence of it for implementation into what we do and the direction of that, and just try to get out of the way once the school year starts, try to just kind of love or support people and kind of stay on the outside of pushing a vision or pushing a direction, but trying not to crush people while they're starting to get settled in with kids or settled in with the school year, and just be supportive. So
yeah,
that's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I got a few new staff members at my building and they're like, I haven't seen you in my class a ton. And I'm like, I'm doing that strategically so I'm not like crushing you with like the pressure of like in your face, like what are you doing in the first week with these 17 kindergartners and your new partner and like all these things. And it's like, I'll be there. Like, don't worry. It's coming. But I'm trying to let you build the foundation and breathe.
And when you need me, I mean, I'm always
100%,
available.
100%.
I'm never not available.
Yeah.
But you don't want me next to you all the time asking questions. You want me probably on the side encouraging you or telling you how's it going and supporting you in other ways.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I appreciate that perspective because, there's a big ramp up. There's a lot of work that happens from June, July, and August. And then it's like go time and we got to settle in and we got to build a good foundation so we can run.
Yeah.
And I love that. I don't know. Any thoughts on that, Scott?
There is, just like there's an art and science of teaching, there's an art and science to being ready for that first day of in-service, you know, or first day for admin kickoff. Like you're trying to like find that we talk about Goldilocks principle. You're trying to find that sweet spot of like, what's too much information, what's team building, what's essential, like what are the things we're going to do. And, you know, I know this August we probably had maybe an ounce too much time with admin between a couple different things, just trying to get things ready.
Mm-hmm. But I would say,
but though, it was good time.
I would say though, part of the times when I think of we're spending a little too much time with admin, and in, again, for admin, I think usually our best work, or my best work might be spending time with admin. It's like if we have two new administrators or new people, my sense is they need a little bit more of us to start out so that they know us, but also so that we know them, and then we build that trust or build that relationship.
Yeah, this year we added, and again, everyone enjoyed it, but we added an extra day with H.D. Waddell, which was huge.
It was big.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
But you get to a point where there's just time. Like, where do I find the time? And so, you know, every year we're trying to find that. And then with teachers, you get that first in service and you're like, man, we have so much. And it's trying to find that sweet spot. So last year we received feedback. This year we shifted it a little bit and made some changes and heard feedback. And you just keep trying to do that.
Yeah. So. And I'd say the start to the year has felt good, felt prepared, felt strong, right? Like it on all fronts from, you know, district office, admin, buildings. Like we've had a good, good flow to it. And so,
Let me add one last thing. And it's part of it is, we've been in the right direction for a while now with, I'll just call it multi-tiered systems of support. So things that we've been doing with RTI or things that we've been doing to collect data, monitor the data, implement supports for that. We've been in this path with our strategic plan monitoring and looking at our outcomes and seeing that we're pretty close or seeing the growth that we want to see. So it's also been just rewarding to just focus on that versus here's another thing or here's another thing and try this thing. Just that, like, we're doing it and let's get to doing it well or doing it with mastery. Let's keep supporting each other. Let's get reinforcing. And so that's also been a little bit more of a just fun to observe and to watch you guys or to see how you're doing and, you know, to really appreciate Scott. A lot of times my brain goes to, like, you know, he makes a lot of things happen for us, for me, for you guys, for everyone. And, we wouldn't have a lot of things we have without, you know, how great of a worker he is or how great of a person he is or how great of a leader he is. And that stuff also hits me a lot of times when I'm watching things.
Yeah.
Thank you. But I think the value is, and I see it reflected in you and in the admin team and everyone, it's like we enjoy being in the trench with each other. And it's like the idea of I have your back and I'm not going to, like, if you need something, we're not going to let each other down. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes it fun most of the time, is that there's just that knowledge of we can call, reach out, do what we need to, and we're trying to, like, make the best soup for each other to make it happen. Yeah. And so that's fun.
Love that. From a, like, district office administrator perspective, you've been kind of bouncing around to schools here in the first month. Any highlights, any good things you're seeing?
No, I love it. I need to get more into the high school. I've definitely been to the high school 6, 7, or 8 times, but I've only walked around all the classrooms twice. And typically I do that around 3 or 4 times by this time, but we've been busier in other things, but I've been to every other school at least around 6, 7 times and been able to see their staff. I really like the culture that's happening right now. I'm seeing, like, management strong, relationships strong. People basically getting into instruction and students listening and following directions in a impressive way right off the bat. So I've noticed, like, positivity, or I've noticed behavior, not a significant thing. I've noticed focus. And then I've noticed people basically highly supportive of each other. And those are, like, great look fors for me. And people giving me that feedback, like, it's been a great school year. It's been a great start. Mm-hmm. Kids are really following direct. Kids are a little bit better than they were in terms of behavior. Kids are really more focused than they were. So the little, like, the vibe of, we're in the right direction, or that things are positive, is what I've been receiving.
Yeah. And that's what I've been receiving too. And, you know, we get a little bit of data here at the first part of the year, like, and wanted to highlight, like, you know, our students are attending at a higher rate. Like, so we had our best September, in August ever, at every building. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're going back, you know, 6, 7, 8 years pre-COVID numbers, we're talking. And so it's just a testament to, you know, families and teachers and staff and everybody making, you know, making school as good as it, as good as it can be. And so I love, you know, the start of the school year is always a magical time because it's like, it's a fresh start. You never know what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Some are harder than others. Some are better than others. And anyway, it's fun. It's fun to it's fun to see it at variety levels. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of work, speaking of all the stuff that goes in here, you were recently nominated and awarded State Superintendent of the Year here for 2026, I believe, not 2025. They're working forward here. Talk to us about what that feels like or what that was like to receive that, because it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Wow. Great question. Surreal, probably.
I bet.
Surprising, humbled. So I'll just say I generally don't ever, I mean, I've been nominated before, and I've been, many awards or different things at times, and my brain usually goes to, I'm not going to receive it or I'm not deserving.
Yeah,
I usually think, I don't know why I have an undeserving mindset, but I have this kind of like, it might be to manage expectations or
it's probably the right mindset. If you're walking around thinking you're like supposed to get all this stuff, then it's like, you're probably not the leader that you want to be.
And once a year he pulls out his shirt, I'm the best.
Yeah.
My son one time told me, he says, you should be really proud of yourself, or, you know, you've accomplished a lot and, you know, you're really humble and you always act like you don't deserve things. Yeah. And I'm also like, but I mean, I am confident.
Yeah.
I mean, I've accomplished things, but I rarely think like it's because of me, though. It's, I almost always think it's because a lot of people helped or a lot of people did their part. And all I did was assemble things or try to organize or try to push or, you know, reinforce. And it's not me, it's them. Like, it's really you guys that have been great. I mean, I've tried to say, do this or do that, or here, this is, I'm pointing this direction and let's go in this direction and then try to support you guys. But you do the work. You know, you're the ones in the building. You're the teachers actually do the most work.
Oh yeah.
And then the students probably even do even more to make sure that the learning happens or the growth happens and they implement. So it's just like, I might just say, let's go this and let's do this and this is important. And we said we were going to do this with our strategic plan, or we said we were going to do this and I'm going to follow through. And that might be my skill, but the reality is that it's so many other people that actually do more things that I'll just say create the success. So it's always like the team. And my brain's always there, but it's usually though like I'm just grateful or honored, but feeling, like I said, undeserving. And what I try to get through is, well, now that we're here, I'm gonna do the best that I can to honor the people that got us here, and I'm going to reinforce the concepts that we teach or that we do in our school district to in the hopes that others will do something similar, to understand that like it takes all of us. It takes all of us to be responsible for the education that we provide our children or for the education that we provide for our community. Mm-hmm. And we're the people that are going to shape the best future. So my brain almost goes to like, I'll give at least a leadership stance or a perspective that I hope people will understand, because, you know, it always is going to be a team or a group of people that make everything better. And I just want to honor you guys as often as I can.
I appreciate that. And it's a difficult, and watching you get the award the other night, it's a difficult deal when you're surprised with something and it's like, it's, you know, a little bit awkward, eyes are on you. Right. And I really appreciated your just like, it's like, hey, this is a group highlight of LeGrand, of all the good things going on. Because the reality is, we've had a lot of awards happen recently in our district, you know, Coach of the Year nationally. You know, we've had, you know, several like awards in the classroom. And so I think, you know, with this one too, it's a highlight of just the cumulative effort of the community and the school district. And not to like, you know, sell yourself short, but there has to be a coach, there has to be a leader pointing that direction, like you said, so that everybody can run. And so
And we've talked about it before, like people like us, Brett and I, we don't stay. if there's not the vision or direction, or we feel like we're following, like, what are we doing?
Yep.
Like, and so we've stayed, an admin team stayed, or teachers have stayed because of the consistency and the foresight and the like communication that happens. And that's probably one of the best traits or values, is just creating, you know, we talk about like beautiful day, the lake is clear, right? And you can cut across that like glass. That's what a great leader does, rather than creating all sorts of barriers or like we, they environments. It just, it submarines the whole thing.
Yeah, I love it. I love that. That consistency. We had the, we had a trainer into our admin meeting 2 days ago, and he just, you know, I didn't know him. He didn't know me. He asked me, he said, what do you do? I'm like, I'm an elementary principal. And he's like, how long have you been at your school? And I was like, this is my 6th year. And it looked like I like punched him in the stomach. He was like, whoa, like really? Like 6? And I was like, it was like unheard of. And I do think there's a lot of turnover, a lot of buildings and a lot of places, and that creates inconsistency, and it's hard. And good leadership, good planning, good direction, you know, facilitates a space where people can come and want to stay, you know? And so,
you know, I would say this, if there's one thing, once in a while people tell me, you know, it's been happening like in the last 2 or 3 years, where it's like, what are some of your secrets, or what are some of your big things?
Tips.
And I don't have a lot of like, you know, I'll just call it methodology. Like I do have like things that I want, but I have this like team, love people, you know, love, care, serve, but really team. Mm-hmm. And in that, like, it is us all the time that will solve the problems. I rarely even think like just me will solve this problem. It's usually like, although I can, if you give me time, you know, give me 5 minutes, I'll write down a plan. I'll do step one, step two, step three. I'll have all kinds of things if you really want me to. But I like it when I have Scott, or I have other people close to me, and we can talk about like, what's the best plan? Mm-hmm. What's the most effective strategy? And getting to that, so that we're really bought in and in support of each other, moving in the right direction. So team and collaboration are almost always my first thoughts. And then trying to show love, like love your principals, even if I'm pushing people, but love them, love your teachers. Even if I'm pushing things, love them, love the students, love the staff, love the families as best that you can. And it makes the work a little bit easier. And it's also authentically who I am. So I really like those kinds of like team, family, together, collaborate, and love people.
Yeah.
And even if the love is sometimes pushy, accountability love.
Yeah. I like that. Not a similar topic, but I was shocked when you got the award at the list of things you now have to do because you won an award. She was rattling off, right? And it did a great job. Krista Parent, you know, presented it well. But like, talk a little bit about, like, you get this award and you like can, you know, you're not just going to hang something on your wall and just coast for a year. I mean,
honestly, they haven't given me, I haven't asked yet though. Yeah. You know, Krista said what she said. That's the only time I heard.
Yeah.
So whatever the list is of to-dos of, writing things or presenting things or doing a video of things. I actually need to talk to her and say, so give me the list so I can start actually, you know, understanding it and then processing and then moving it forward. All I know is I've been told that it's time intensive.
Yeah.
And that I was told that they think that I'll have a really good resume to be able to showcase things.
Yeah.
But so to me, it's like in the next week or two, I'm going to ask Krista, can I start getting the checklist of things that I'm supposed to do? And then, methodically, you know, by Thanksgiving break, we'll have it done, I hope.
Yeah. You probably didn't hear much of it because you were getting shocked in the moment with it, but she started listing it off and I was like, that sounds like work.
Well, and for people who don't know, so about this process, you're nominated in August, so you have until about August 29th for districts or people, community members, to submit nominations. You're limited to 2 pages on what you can submit. So we do all that work. By September 29th, they announce who the winner is. And you're not just the winner of the state of Oregon. So because you're the winner, there's an expectation that you're at three or four conferences that they can be able to honor you, showcase your work. But then you're also the nominee for the state of Oregon for the National Superintendent of the Year. And that's the packet you're talking about, is that you have to provide all these materials as the Oregon nominee. And then you get to go to, I think this year it's Nashville, and be one of 50, because each state has their person, and then be able to see how you sort of stack up in that fashion. So that will happen in January, February.
I'm just telling you to mute your phone that's buzzing on the table. Sorry. Work's still happening. We're doing this podcast, and I mean, it's just like we got a busy day. You know, we're here probably at time, but the last thing we wanted to end with was anything you're excited about for the future, Mr. Mendoza, like with the school year starting. What, I mean, when you think about, you know, 25, 26, what are you excited about?
Well, I would just say my brain lately has been on finances, and that's not very exciting because from the federal to the state and things that we have, you know, we need resources to be able to sustain or keep moving forward the momentum that we have. And so I'm definitely in that kind of worry stage. Do I think that we have enough resources for us to backfill in a certain way for a year to 2 years? Yes, I think we've been planful and methodical, and we've been smart or strategic. But the worries of that have been usually, it's on my mind. I am excited. So like when you guys were talking just this morning about having the RTI MTSS presentation and for people to come into that, it's like music to my ears, or it warms my soul when we train more staff to implement the things that we believe are important and for them to get skilled at it. So whenever we can go from large group lessons to small group lessons to individual lessons and monitor data along the way, that to me is coherent, and that's to me is cohesive around response to intervention and PLCs. So that's wonderful. I just enjoy the relationships that I see. I see a lot of healthy relationships. So typically that's very satisfying. I've told people that our district is fairly healthy in many ways, from a strategic standpoint, from a fiduciary standpoint, from a management standpoint, from a love of kids standpoint, so that like I often feel like, and then we get to be around each other. We just get to work with each other. And you know, what more can we ask for in terms of a good community or good place? So I just get excited about that. I don't have like deep things. Typically help, support, be there, coach. I particularly have enjoyed the relationships that coaching brings, and the support of people and how that growth happens and watching people thrive. I love watching people thrive.
Nice.
Our students, our staff, our administrators, even our board members. I love watching them grow as well. So it's just, I'm in that stage.
I love it. Good stuff. Well, any final thoughts, Mr. Carpenter?
No, I'm just excited. Right. It's going to be a fantastic day.
Good. Good deal. Well, I appreciate you guys tuning in. And this has been another episode of the Turning Point Podcast.